For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will go for a split tonight, joined by alternate captain Adam Flamang. How frustrating is this game, Adam, when you don't play bad per se, but it's still not good enough?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating, especially the last five games. We had our chances, and we didn't put them in the back of the net, and yeah, that's why we lost.
It's easy to just blame the power play, but let's start there. What's it going to take for this power play to start feeling good about themselves again?
Yeah, we just got to simplify things a little bit, and I think once we get one, we'll be right back on track.
How big of a deal is it to lose Oliver tonight because of the illness? Hopefully he's back for game two of this series, but he's won an awful lot of faceoffs on the power play here the last handful of games.
Yeah, Piercy, we're going to need him back. Hopefully he's feeling better and we can see him back in the lineup tomorrow.
How does a team get out of a funk? I'm sure you've been in situations like this before. What's it take?
Just do the little things. Be physical, win battles, screen the goalie, play defense. It's pretty simple. Puck management, and let's get back to the basics.
Scoreless first period of play. You got to be thinking, all right, they score that first one. All right, not a big deal. They score the second one a minute later. How deflating is that? How can you bounce back quicker?
Yeah, it's obviously not great when they score back-to-back goals in less than a minute apart, but I think we responded well. I mean, we scored in the third period, and they had an empty netter, but I thought we responded well, gave ourselves a chance there in the third period.
Is this a typical late-season game in this league? I mean, there was nothing easy out there, was there?
Yeah, this time of year, it's men, that's for sure. It's men's hockey, that's for sure. It's not going to get any easier.
Best of luck.
Thank you.